Is Google a big bully in the tech world? Well, companies like Microsoft think it is, and they've been hoping the Federal Trade Commission will agree with them. That's probably not going to happen. Today, the FTC said there's no evidence Google favors its own services in search results, among other things.
Larry Maggott is here to talk about it. He is CBS News and CNET tech analyst. Good to have you back, Larry.
It's good to be back, and you're absolutely right. Despite the charges by Microsoft and other companies that Google had bullied them, the FTC largely exonerated Google, not completely. Google got its wrist slapped for a few things, like when they bought Motorola, they allegedly didn't honor some of the agreements they made in terms of sharing their patents. And there's some issues about scraping data from some of their competitors and putting it up on Google as if it's its own data. So they had to make some concessions, but they did not get slapped with unfair search results. That search bias charge was probably the core of what some competitors had hoped the Federal Trade Commission would come down on Google about, and that didn't happen.
There's a little irony here, though, that it's Microsoft making the antitrust claims against Google. It has, though, and why was Microsoft involved in all this?
Isn't that ironic? I mean, yeah. I'm sure many people remember not that many years ago, Microsoft was actually found to be a monopoly by a court. It got its wrist severely slapped and had to change its business practices, and now it's screaming monopoly on Google. Well, it turns out that the FTC found, according to its investigation, that even though Google was being very competitive, it was doing it to improve its business, to improve its search, and not specifically to harm its competitors. So it found that it wasn't abusing its powers. It was just being competitive. And the Federal Trade Commission doesn't have any problem with companies being competitive.
The FTC will make the big formal announcement about all of this tomorrow. But can this decision hurt Microsoft and, by extension, other companies?
Well, I think it could hurt Microsoft a little bit. But look, at the end of the day, Bing, which is Microsoft's answer to Google, their search engine, has to compete. It has to compete on the quality of its service, on its marketing, and on whatever Microsoft can do to get us all to start using it. And I don't think that they can get the Federal Trade Commission or any other government to shut Google down as a competitor. They can slap Google around a little bit, maybe limit some of its activities. But at the end of the day, we tend to Google things. It's become a verb. And they're a very tough company to compete with.
So bottom line, any effect on us, the consumer?
Not really. I mean, in theory, I suppose it could mean lower prices for some cell phones because of this patent agreement. But that's going to be so minor. I think we're going to go about our day pretty much the same as we would have whether or not the Federal Trade Commission had made this announcement.
Just one more question, Larry. This is your bag, you know, the whole tech world. Are these companies too big, in your opinion? Is it a little scary that they're so massive?
It's scary to me that there's so much information in the hands of Google servers. Google says it does no evil. We can take them at their word. But if that ever changes, or the government got its hold of that data and we had an evil government at some time in the future, if Joe McCarthy came back to life, I would be a little bit scared.
All right, Larry, thanks so much. Larry Maggott is CBS News and CNET tech analyst.